This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, more work needed to stamp out violence against women, brave security guard commemorated after Sydney stabbing, and a mother escapes a lithium-ion fire. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your Lunchtime Nine News Podcast. The federal government and opposition say there's no lack of bipartisanship for domestic violence reform. The Red Heart campaign says this year alone, 30 women nationally have been killed, allegedly, at the hands of a man. Both sides of politics admit work is being done, but the situation is not improving. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Today on Nine greater reform is needed.
There are lessons from royal commissions that haven't been learned, but there's great intent, there's bipartisan support to do whatever we humanly can to resolve the issue. But as you say, society is failing at the moment.
Muslim leaders are demanding an inquiry into widespread raids which resulted in five teenagers being charged with terror-related offences. Nine News reporter Ella Smith is in Sydney.
More than 400 state and federal police officers conducted 13 raids across properties in Western Sydney, prompted by the discovery of an encrypted app by detectives investigating a 16-year-old boy who's charged with stabbing an Assyrian Christian bishop. The app was allegedly used by teens to share terrorist material. Five teenage boys have been charged following the raids, a 14-year-old the only one granted bail. Several peak Muslim organisations have now released a statement accusing law enforcement agencies of having double standards, a spokeswoman saying the raids must be reviewed.
This lack of transparency exacerbates the distress within our community.
The organisations are also calling for the end of the term religiously motivated terrorism. In Sydney, Ella Smith, Nine News.
A security guard killed in the Bondi Junction stabbing is being farewelled at a mosque in Sydney's northwest. Nine News reporter Max White is there.
Faraz Tahir arrived in Australia just 18 months ago, and instead of celebrating his 31st birthday, his family has made the journey from Pakistan to here at Marsden Park to see his body. The selfless security guard was stabbed to death alongside five others when he ran to help during the massacre at the Westfield Centre. A friend of Tahir's, Sultan Ahmed, says he was excited to build a new life here after fleeing his country due to persecution.
He was very thankful to homeland Australia.
Large crowds have begun gathering for the service, which gets underway at 2 p.m. His body will then be taken to Riverston Graveyard for burial. In Marsden Park, Max White, Nine News.
Seven aid workers who were killed during an Israeli strike in Gaza have been honoured at a memorial in Washington. Australian Zomi Frankham was working with the World Central Kitchen when she died. The celebrity chef and philanthropist behind the organisation, Jose Andres, says she embodied everything the disaster relief group stood for.
She joined us as a volunteer after a huge volcano erupted in Guatemala 6 years ago. It always felt from the start that she embodied our spirit.
A mother has been forced to climb out of the window of a high-rise apartment after an e-scooter battery sparked a fire in Melbourne's CBD. The battery exploded while being charged and quickly filled the seventh floor of the building with smoke. Fire and Rescue Victoria Commander Paul Eckholt says a 35-year-old woman and her daughter are lucky to be alive.
That resident couldn't evacuate safely through the door, so the resident had to escape through a rear bedroom window of that apartment out onto a balcony, which was quite dangerous.
A new survey has revealed almost half of frontline nurses and midwives in Queensland are considering leaving the profession in the next 12 months due to burnout. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is urging the state government to commit to funding almost 12,000 extra frontline staff by mid-2029. A new report is linking the increasing number of unelected corporate executives on university boards to worsening employment security for university staff. More than a quarter of board members are appointed from big businesses from industries including finance and mining. National Tertiary Education Union President Alison Barnes says this is leading to poor corporate governance.
This is troubling because as we've seen this rise in kind of corporate executives on boards, we've also seen a rise of issues like wage theft. You know, our public universities have currently stolen well over $170 million from their most vulnerable staff.
And disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned. The New York Court of Appeals ruled he wasn't given a fair trial because the prosecution called on witnesses whose accusations were part of the charges against him. The 72-year-old will remain behind bars after being separately convicted of rape in California. In finance, the Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
The Storm has moved to the top of the NRL ladder after thrashing the Rabbitohs 54-20 in Melbourne. The Roosters hammered the Dragons 60-18, while the Titans picked up their first win of the season, beating the Warriors 27-24. Meanwhile, Shane Richardson has signed a four-year contract to stay on as chief executive of the West Tigers. In the AFL, Giants coach Adam Kingsley believes their 54-point win over Brisbane will do wonders for their confidence. Kingsley says the Lions are a strong outfit despite their results this season.
They're really strong in transition phase. They're a strong stoppage team, given the opportunity that, you know, they punish teams, and they certainly did that in a small period to us. So we'll get tremendous confidence out of that.
LIV Golf Adelaide is underway at the Grange, and Snapper Rocks will return to surfing's championship tour in 2025. The iconic break will host a Challenger Series event over the next week. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.